Happy New Year and welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on the second day of this exciting year. This is Barbara speaking, and today, as every Monday at this time, we offer you inspiration and the opportunity to connect with your soul for the next 55 minutes. Today's topic is connecting with spirit, how to open and strengthen your personal connection. We're happy to share with you our experiences, ideas, and suggestions on how to connect with the non-physical world. Once again, we're coming live to you from Oregon and Northern Germany, and it is a great pleasure for both Jen and me to be here with you.
Well, that's for sure. This is Jen. Happy New Year, everyone. We love having you with us and sharing this sacred space with you, so thanks for being here. Connecting with spirit is such a deep topic, and it winds its way through every level of our lives. So today's program is going to include some practical advice on how to connect to your inner wisdom, using some shortcuts to take you directly to the core. And we're also inviting you to call in today after the break to talk to us live and or to get your personal free mini reading. But for now, lean back, relax, and enjoy the show.
For me, Barbara, this year started with external fireworks outside my door, as is tradition here in Germany, and internal fireworks on New Year's Day for me personally, which I'd like to make my tradition from now on. I so love my work as a soul coach, and yesterday I had the joy of working with two beautiful women via Facebook chat, as well as receiving some beautiful feedback from a few members of our virtual soul healing circle. Thank you so much, ladies. Very much appreciated. When I can feel and see the spark igniting in the people I work with, either online or live, it's just such delight for me and my soul. And it's just, I'm glowing, as I put on my status last night before I went to bed. I was just feeling as if I was glowing inside and outside. And just, you know, I was so grateful and still am, because it just fills me with so much joy to be able to inspire people. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to do a talk show on the radio, because we can inspire you through listening to us, because it has an additional quality to reading our posts and comments on Facebook or watching a video, which I just started doing, and I can't wait to put more stuff out there on YouTube. And in addition, hearing us on the radio, being able to take your notes, to sit back, have your cup of coffee or your cup of tea, or maybe you're driving in the car, and just listen to what we have to offer to you. So this is really such a joy for me that we went and created this thing. And today's topic is just making me so excited. I am excited every time before I come live onto the show, but today is very extra special, and the energy that it's either I'm emitting or that spirit is adding to me is amazing. Earlier, I came into my practice room where I am sitting now, and I wanted to just switch on a lamp, and the bulb went when I switched on the lamp. And just now, I prepared my cup of tea, and I was standing there, and things start falling on the shelves without me touching anything. So this is really, okay, I'm connected, and spirit letting me know we're here, and we'll be talking with you, we'll be talking through you, and we'll guide you through the show. So thank you, Spirit, for being here with me, and thank you, listeners, that you are with us today. So I hand over to Jen now.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed your holidays, whether you were with your family, friends, or special time with yourself. Personally, I love having the holiday day itself as a time of quiet introspection. It's a sacred time where I can connect with my inner self, my guides, and the angels who speak through me. It's a time when I consciously open more fully to spirit and allow spirit to flow through me more strongly. And you know, New Year's is often a time of resolutions, ideas of what you want to do or accomplish in this coming year. I've made a resolution not to make resolutions, but I do like to offer myself a few commitments to things that really mean a lot to me and that I want to develop more fully. So this year, 2012, isn't that so exciting? Even just saying it, 2012. This year, I committed to open more fully to spirit and the angelic realm, to try to truly be a clear and strong voice for angels. And I committed to finishing both of my books. One is partly done, and the other one is yet to begin, and very exciting. I also created what Abraham Hicks calls the magical creation box, the box of what is. And this is a great way to start the new year if you haven't done anything like this yet. And I've begun filling it with some of the things I want in my life. I've included being invited as a speaker and presenter on behalf of Spirit and the Angels nationally and internationally. Why dumb down when you can go for the big time? So part of what I've got in that box is travel and a new home and a whole lot more, small things and big things. And I'm asking you, as you're listening to us, what would you include in your own magical creation box? And when you call in later today, let us know what you're putting in your magical creation box. So now we've each drawn a card for today's show to share with you. So let's begin with that. Barbara, you want to start?
Okay, I just have to add, if you hear any interesting background noise, that is my assistant, that's my cat. He just came in, as he does when I do coaching sessions also, and he decides if he wants to say something as well, because he likes talking. So he was just piping in when you were starting to talk about the magical creation box. So I think that's a hint for everybody. If you haven't done it yet, it's a suggestion from my cat, Teddy. Start your magical creation box or your vision board, but I think it's much more practical to do a box because it's easier to carry around. Anyway, cards. So I just walked over to my shelf where I have all my connection devices or tools, and they connect me with spirit. If I ever get stuck, if I want to get in some kind of an inspiration, I have a few decks with different cards, and I just stood there in front of this shelf, and I was like, okay, which deck of cards do I choose today? And I have an angel card deck, actually, Jen, which is very pretty. It's dark blue and white and golden, and mostly it only has one word on it. And the card I drew for today, for this topic of connecting with spirit and for this show, is courage. And yes, I can say... that's a very good thing when it comes to stepping into alignment with spirit, that we are courageous and that we believe in ourselves and that we accept the fact that we're okay, whatever happens. And if other people think we're weird, well, weird is the new normal. You quoted Abraham Hicks with the magical creation box, and that's what Abraham Hicks said as well. Weird is the new normal. So just trust your intuition and be courageous when you walk on your path and when you step on your path, because everything's all right and we're all beautiful.
All right. That's great. And the card that I chose is from a deck that I made up myself. And it's from cards that are, let me see if I can read her name, by distribution by Sulamith Wolfing. Printed in Holland. Anyway, there are these absolutely fabulous cards, and the card I chose today is called Nocturnal Butterflies. And the message is, as you turn your gaze inward and allow yourself to trust, the visions and dreams that are around you always can more easily be seen and understood. As moths in the night blend into their surroundings, so the minute you turn your attention away, they seem to disappear. And so, too, visions, knowings, and dreams seem to disappear upon waking and or with the smallest movement. So if you want to capture the fleeting image, keep paper and pen handy, or a tape or digital recorder. Even cell phones have a recorder today. So record or write down as much of your dream or vision or knowing as possible. This very act can trigger more information that you might have forgotten. And another helpful technique on that is called dream reentry. And this can be used for any dream or vision or knowing that you have. So you simply relax, get yourself comfortable, allow yourself to go back into the place of your vision or your knowing or your dream and ask for more details. And then record the information, because when you write down or otherwise record the information gifted to you, you are honoring this gift and telling Source that you're open and willing to receive, and Source does respond. That's my card.
I like the last sentence, Source does respond. Sometimes we notice and sometimes we don't notice. And then when we look back a few days later, we can say, oh, yeah, source did respond or spirit responded because such and such happened. It's just that's what I call conscious awareness training. When we're working on tuning in more and more on a regular basis and it becomes natural to us to be tuned in and we don't have to experience dizziness as I did when I started connecting with spirit, or feeling cold or feeling warm, body parts. You know, when I started working as a Reiki teacher, with the amount of energy going through me and the connection that already happened, but I wasn't aware of it, my lower body just went cold. And I was like, this is very interesting. So after a while, I figured it out that I need to balance myself and to clear my own energy path after I do Reiki initiations, for example. And Spirit was just sitting there nodding and grinning, but I wasn't able to see it at the time because I wasn't tuned into their frequency very well. So, yeah, the program today is about connection to spirit. Yes, Jen?
Yes. We have Stephanie Whitecloud on line two. She just couldn't wait to call in. So let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, are you there? Hello, Stephanie? I'm not hearing Stephanie. So while we're working on that, are you there, Stephanie?
Maybe you need to try and call in again, Stephanie.
Yes.
We can't hear you, sorry. but we'd love to talk to you anyway. Please try again, and we'll talk. So, the program today is about connection to spirit. And while I was preparing for the show, I was making notes and everything else. And as I said just a minute ago, sometimes I'm tuned in and I notice straight away that Spirit is sending me a message and maybe I'm receiving it immediately and my conscious mind is going, oh yes, okay, I see. So I can work with it and I can apply it. And sometimes it's not that fast because I'm not so focused or not so tuned in. So when I was doing my the online coaching yesterday, I was talking to this woman about tuning into her inner guidance. And Jen, I know that you use the term the inner GPS, and I really like that because it's such a good visual to just imagine that we have a GPS system like the same one we use in a car, and that this is our inner system of guiding us. Might be our soul, might be spirit connection, might be God, the universe, whatever is there for you personally, really, as in the listener. And when we don't know the path or we don't know the destination or the address, it doesn't really matter because we just need to get into the car, into the driver's seat, which means we're in control at all times, and switch on that GPS. And just working with that picture was such fun, and that brings back in the playfulness that we were talking about last week as well. We don't have to be so serious all the time about these things. We don't have to force things towards us. Just relax and let it flow, because when we let it flow, it comes to us much, much easier. As it goes with the GPS, as many of you might have noticed, if we really try and are angry or we're late or whatever else, and then something goes wrong, we blame the GPS. The GPS is a machine, and it's programmed by a person. And the same works for the inner GPS. Just go with the flow and relax and just let it happen and see what comes up. And if there's a detour included in your route, that's fine. Because detours are experiences, and whatever you meet on that path of the detour, and if you end up in a dead end street, you might see some very beautiful building or somebody sprayed a very nice picture onto a wall or something like that. So you get an inspiration on your path. In addition to using this visual of the inner GPS, what I like to do is choosing music that helps me getting into the mood of being able to switch off my daily conscious, my mind, all the thoughts that usually go through my head regarding my daily routine, everything that is on my to-do list and things like that. And sometimes it's very easy for me to relax and let all those thoughts go just by listening to a certain piece of music. Maybe you have a special piece of music and you're writing it down right now. Oh yeah, I remember. Maybe I should listen to that again. And the other thing that works very well for me is using my connection devices, for example, the card decks. Sometimes I use my drum, that works really well when I work with clients and the coaching also, because when everything else fails, because the mind goes, okay, I know this is going to trick me, and I'm very careful and I'm very aware and I don't want to open the door to the subconscious and I'm protecting myself here, I get out the drum. And because I do intuitive drumming, that just switches off the mind, because the mind can't really grab anything, can't analyze anything, because it's music. So the mind starts to relax, and then the door to the subconscious opens, which is a good way to let spirit in, or to let the angels in, to let the universe in, or God. If you do prayers, for example, or if you're in a meditation, there's very good music pieces out there with drumming included. Or maybe you have your own drum, and you just take your drum up and start drumming. It works for myself the same as it works for my clients, really. And one thing is, as I said before, weird is the new normal. Stay open and non-judgmental. When you're in the state of being relaxed and you're accepting the fact that there is something coming in that is not controlled by your mind, it might be really weird and it might be strange stuff, because your mind starts analyzing everything straight away. Just say to the mind, it's okay, relax, we'll just look at this as if we're looking at a movie, and we're not judging. Let's work together as a team here, and just let's look at what's coming in. And maybe you want to write down the messages that come to you, or the pictures. Sometimes it works really well to draw things, the pictures that you got, because then you have it in black and white on a piece of paper, and you can connect the thoughts and the words or whatever you received. And sometimes it's just the picture is so clear in your mind that it stays there, and then your mind starts working on it, and maybe you can make connections to things that you've already experienced or learned or heard or seen, and then it all starts making sense. And then it's so beautiful, because this tiny little blossom that you planted, the little flower that you planted in your subconscious, and it's planted by your soul, really starts growing. You're nurturing it. And then it starts growing, and you're watering it, and you're nurturing it, and then there's a bit of sunshine coming in, and it starts coming out of the earth, and then you can see the blossom, and then it starts opening, and then it's just so, so beautiful. And that is something that I can feel in my chakra right now, in my solar plexus chakra, while I talk about this, because it's so strong for me. The beauty of it, the beauty of accepting that there is something non-physical that we can connect with, and everybody can do that. It does require some practice, obviously. For some, it requires a lot of practice, and for some, it doesn't require that much practice. I can say for myself, it required quite some practice to stay focused, really. And once I'm there, and I remember to go back into it, and I'm consciously aware of, oh yeah, focus on that, because you want to connect to spirit, you want to talk to your soul, because soul and spirit are very closely connected to me. Now my cat's getting up again. He was nicely located behind my laptop. Now he's coming right up to me here. So yes, now he's going to walk over my laptop in a second.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you just what you said, that soul and spirit are completely connected.
Yes, and it's just, you know, our pets. The people, the listeners that have pets will probably sit there nodding and grinning now, know that our pets are so sensitive to everything that has to do with energy. And yes, my cat realizes straight away. Sometimes the energy is too strong for him when I'm connected, so he walks away. And sometimes he comes and sits on my lap because he wants to be in that energy and he wants to enjoy it as well. And when he has enough, he just wanders off. Same with children. Children are so... Yeah, they can see so much more, they can feel so much more, because they're so much clearer than us grown-ups, because we've got so much cluttery stuff in our heads, in our minds, that for children it's so easy to focus. They're just there, spot on, you know, bam, and there they are. Whereas for me, it's like, okay, I have to walk, and then I'm there. And the more I practice, the easier it gets, and then I only take one step and I'm there. And that step doesn't have to be a physical step anymore. It's in my mind. And then I say, okay, spirit connection, and it's there. And now my hands are tingling so strong. So yes, they're here. Whatever they is, my mind gets very dizzy when I start explaining what spirit is to me personally, because my mind can accept the fact that I'm talking to something that is outside of myself. When I start saying the soul is connected to it, my mind starts, no, that's not possible. That's not from inside of you. Then you're crazy. Yes, I am, because I'm weird, and weird is the new normal, and I'm fine with that. That's it from me, really, Jen.
Well, and I love the fact that connecting with spirit, this whole thing is so, spirit loves humor. I mean, you ask a question and you go to the grocery store and you see the back of somebody's T-shirt that is, or you hear something on the radio that is just this absolutely crazy thing that makes you crack up laughing because the answer is so obvious to your question. And I really love that about being connected. But I want to talk a little bit about, you talked about finding a piece of music or drumming, having prayer. There was a way that I learned a long time ago. It actually was something that I discovered by accident, because a friend was with me and we did this. So I'm going to suggest this to you. If you're trying to develop your intuition more and you want to prove it, then there's a way to practice it. And you can get somebody else with you who can verify this for you. So what you do is, when you're with someone, you go, or you can do it alone if you have maybe a tape recorder or a notebook with you. But when you go up to somebody that you've never met before and you shake hands, the minute you walk away, have the person who's with you ask you or tell you, now tell me about that person, and then just do a verbal dump, because you're going to find out that so much information that you got about that person simply by shaking hands. If you don't have somebody with you, you can write it down or you can record it, tape record it, and keep it for later, because if this is somebody that you're going to know, you know you're going to be in contact with them for 6 months or a year or whatever, then it gives you a great opportunity to go back and check every once in a while what you wrote down about this person and see if it's still true. I found it to be true. It was absolutely amazing, some of the stuff that I learned about people just by shaking their hands. But I didn't know it until my friend said to me, well, so tell me about this person. And I just told all kinds of stuff about them. So this is a fun way to be able to practice developing your intuition and to also prove it to yourself, to prove that it really is happening and it's not just your imagination. I think that's the biggest trouble that most of us have, at least I know I did when I started working with angels, is, was this wishful thinking or fantasy, or is it real? And you have to find a way, I had to find a way to satisfy my ego that said, yes, this is real. It's not just some wishful thinking thing. So whatever it takes for you to prove it to yourself, then that's what you need to do. But my recommendation is to turn it into a game as much as you possibly can, because having it be fun takes all of the stress and the pressure off of you and allows you to just enjoy what it is that you're doing and to be more open to what's happening and to be more receptive to the messages that are coming through. And I want to refer back to last week's show, too. We did a visualization on the mountain lake and healing wounds from last week. So I'd like to, if you were part of that visualization, I'd like you to think back to it. And if you weren't, then I recommend that you go ahead and listen to last week's program, to that visualization of following the wounded animal up to the mountain lake and going into the lake for yourself for some healing. But I wanted to have you think about what animal you found that came out of the lake or that you were following and that you saw out of the lake, and what was the message that you got from that animal. And if you haven't written it down, to be sure that you do write it down, because this is very valid information. And you can always go back and check it again, kind of like what I was talking about with the dream reentry, is you can go back to that experience and just be in a comfortable and relaxed position and find out from that animal what the message is for you. So we have something really exciting that we want to talk about, and that is Barbara and I are announcing that we're offering joint coaching sessions. So you can get both in one coaching session, and Synergy can work on your behalf to jumpstart you into the next level of your work and in your life. So when you're ready to take the next step in attuning with spirit in your own life and or taking your spiritual work to the world as a business, then it's time to work with us on a more intensive level. You know, I don't know about you, Barbara, but I found that most of the people that I know who are working, doing spirit work, have a challenge with it being a business that supports them. And they end up having to work at another job or do something else to create an income. Because weird is the new you, and because, and I'm going to read it later, the messages that I got, the angelic message that I got today for the show, is so strongly about this new 2012 energy that we're working with. It's important, I think, that we all learn to let go of the limitations that we've had, both in our abilities and in the blockages that we have blocking us from finances, blocking us from relationships, blocking us from going further into and be more connected with spirit than we already are. So that's what Barbara and I are doing with you, is helping you to take that next step and get more connected, and also to get rid of some of those blocks.
Yeah, and I'd like to add what I experienced myself and in many colleagues and in clients as well is a separation between the business world and spirit. And now is the time to really connect that in a strong spiritual way, and that it's an authentic connection. That business, whatever the business is, and spirituality can go as one. Whereas in the past, maybe we had to hide our spirituality when we were doing our business. Maybe we had to be down to earth and never even mention that we might burn incense sticks, or that we do meditations, or that we are in a drum circle or in a healing circle or something. And these times are over. It's now the time to connect both. Whatever your business is, you can connect it to your spirituality. And I've seen it coming up everywhere now around me. And some people are just very surprised that it is so easy to step into this combination, into this cooperation and collaboration inside oneself. Because we're the ones that are making the separation, really.
You're absolutely right about that. And I see it now when I've joined some business networking groups. And it's kind of funny because, you know, I'm with lawyers and carpenters and real estate agents and bankers and all of this. And then I stand up and say, I do angel readings. And it gets some strange looks. But all of a sudden, people are coming up to me and saying, you know, I want to know more about that. And I have these, you know, I've had these times of connection, and I haven't been able to tell anybody about it because I thought that they would think I was too weird to do business with. So yesterday I had the really exciting opportunity to start my brand new year out by doing I call it a house cleansing, but it actually was in a business. So I went to a business to do an energetic cleansing and blessing. So we're talking about an insurance company that now has Reiki all over the place and has all kinds of wonderful energetic stuff going on there. And we'll see what happens with it. But it was great fun to be able to do that and to have a business person who said, yes, this is what I want in my business. I want to bring more soul and more spirit into my business, and I want it to be more obvious as well. There's no reason to hide it any longer. So that's exciting.
Yes, and you were referring to the archives of last week's show, as well as to our joint coaching program, which the listeners can find on our especially created Facebook page, which is called Purpose Talk Radio. So that's very easy to find. Just type into your Facebook browser, Purpose Talk Radio, and you'll find us. And the information is going to be all there. The links for all the shows, all the archives are going to be there. And we're still newbies in this business, so we're developing, we're growing as well. And you can watch us grow with this whole new adventure of being on the radio and expanding, really. So join us on Facebook if you haven't yet. And Purpose Talk Radio is a brand new page, so we haven't really promoted it yet, but that's starting right now.
Right. So do you want to talk about the the contest, or you want to wait till after the ad?
Oh yeah, we're having a contest. Yes, let's talk about the contest, really. Yes, we've decided to do a contest.
Let's do our ads first. Let's do our ads, okay. and then we'll talk about it.
Woo.
Okay, you can tell we're pretty excited today. So, all right, we're gonna take a short break here, and we're each gonna do our ad, and then we'll come back. And after we come back, and after the break, then we'll take callers, and we hope that you're gonna call in with a message and or a question. So, go Barbara.
Okay, Barbara Patterson, caressing the soul. Check out my services on barbarapatterson.info/at-your-service. Connect to your soul wisdom with a spirit-guided coaching session or an intuitive reading online via Facebook chat or Skype. Check out my video on YouTube if you haven't. It's called Soul Greetings. It's the first of many that are hopefully coming soon. Come join me. I'm looking forward to walking with you. barbarapatterson.info/at-your-service. That's barbarapatterson.info/at-your-services.
I like that. I like your soul greetings on the YouTube, too. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to do my ad. Okay. All right. We're going to go to, you can get weekly angelic guidance, angelic messages, and I encourage you to do that and also to get on, get regular messages so you can get an ongoing sessions with me, and also soul body messages. This is something that is a little bit different for everybody, but it's how our the message that soul, each one of our souls, have imprinted into our bodies that are the blueprint and the clues towards the lessons that we've chosen to learn in this lifetime. And it's easy to find out what those messages are, clear as the nose on your face, literally. So you can go to janrevel.com and find that information. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com, janrevel.com, and look under the Angelic Guidance Programs, and it will tell you more about what's going on there. So go ahead, Barbara.
Okay, so now we're talking about the contest that Jan and me came up with. Being radio hosts, We've looked at other radio shows, and we're in love with the idea of having music accompanying us through the show. So we were thinking about a beautiful piece of music that could do the introduction, could lead us into the break, and then could close the show and make it all around in a really beautiful way. As I said before, music can be so supportive in so many ways. So what we thought is, because there's so many people out there, and there, I'm sure there's listeners there today as well that are musicians, that are soul musicians, and that they love to create music for the soul. So we would like to ask you if you want to be part of our contest for this show, for Purpose Talk Radio, and if you would like to submit a piece of music for us. It should be no longer than 90 seconds. It would be nice if we had a catchy phrase in it, but we don't really want to limit you, because when you're listening to us, maybe you've worked with us already, or maybe you've been in contact with us through Facebook. You have a certain impression of us and how we are as a team and how each of us is. So we would like to not limit you. I have to get up here for a second because my cat is climbing.
Patty just really wants to be part of this show today.
Yeah. He was just looking at my CDs, actually. I don't know if he was going to point out some certain music or something. So please, if you want to submit your music for this contest for Purpose Talk Radio, and where the deadline we've set is for submissions is the 31st of January this year, you can submit your piece to us at the page that I've just mentioned, which is on Facebook, Purpose Talk Radio. That's facebook.com, Purpose Talk Radio. You can find more details there as well. And the plan is that we will announce the winning selection by March 1st. And we have a prize for the winner of the competition also, because we've just started offering this joint coaching program between Jan and me. We would like to offer you as a prize a joint coaching session of 1 hour with both Jan and me. And details on that will be published on our page as well. So, yes, please send in your music. And if you know somebody who is a real good soul musician and you love the music, tell them to send in their music.
We are ready for music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is very exciting. We're both very excited about this. I think we were jumping up and down when we talked about it. So this is really exciting.
I'm sitting here grooving right now.
I see you doing it, too. Well, while we were preparing this morning, I asked the angels, what do you want to say and who do you want to say it to? And this came out as kind of a message for everybody. And the message is this. Today is a beginning. There will be challenges and great prizes won by those who continue to walk their true path. There will be a rising up, not of crimes and wars, although those continue to be fed by fearful thoughts, emotions, and attention. No, this rising up is by you, who are alive to spirit. Your influence, your intent, and powerful attention on love, on brother and sisterhood, this is where the power dwells, within you and you and you. You are the rising of this 2012 energy. As you join together in supporting and upholding each of you, the world changes. You are the change that is already here. Trust your own source and know you are loved and supported. Signed, We of the Angelic Realm. We, that's W-E, not like the We game. But anyway.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, angels, really. Yeah, I mean, that goes really well together with that card I drew, the courage. Because it requires courage to really be true to ourselves and to be authentic. As I put on my status on, I think it was New Year's Day, be yourself in 2012. And it's just so funny that that rhymes. You know, I could start giggling straight away again because I really like that. It's so short and it's so true and it rhymes. So I hope somebody makes a song about this if they haven't. Or maybe that's the theme of our song. Who knows? Because yes, be yourself, be authentic. And depending on where we stand in our life, in our relationships, in our environment, in our work environment, in our business world, it might take more courage to step up and to rise and to be authentic.
Yeah. You know, I started my No Fear coaching program, and the concept was not that you have to ride the rapids or jump out of an airplane or anything like that. It's the courage that it takes. If you're committed to working with spirit, then you have to be committed to no fear. You have to say, this is who I am. This is what I'm all about. And I am glad to let it be known. And I have the courage to stand up and let it be known. And it really does take courage. I'm telling you, to stand up in a bunch of business people and say, I do angel readings. So this is I think that it's time. Well, I know it's time. It's time for all of us who are doing spirit's work to have no fear, to stand up, have courage, and stand up without fear and declare who you are and what you are all about. And that does take courage. And sometimes it takes working with someone else to work through that, the thing that's holding you back from standing up and saying that and from actually stepping out into the world as what do I call myself?
what do you call yourself?
A definitely woo-woo person.
Oh.
To stand stand out and declare. I am totally 100% woo-woo. So hopefully you deal with it. And if you don't, well, then that's okay too.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, and it requires a little bit of practice also, because it requires courage to do that for the first time. And I remember, Jen, when we went and met in Boston last year, I can say now, in June 2011, and we were standing in this hotel looking for a meeting room, really, for our workshop. And we started talking to the reception people, and they wanted to know what we do. And 5 minutes later, we were engaged in woo-woo talk with all of them. And then the next staff member comes to the reception desk, and the next one, and they all start talking about, oh, you know what happened to me, and can you explain that to me? And we might have something going on here in the hotel, and nobody really knows. And we were just standing there, and it was such fun, and it was so authentic, and they just accepted us. It was not laughing behind our backs or anything like that. They were just very open and playful about it. And I just so enjoyed that. And we missed our appointment, really, because we got so engaged that 5 minutes turned into 1.5 hours that we were standing there talking woo-woo. And woo-woo is a good thing.
Yes, it is. That was so much fun. And from then on, every time we came near the desk, there was somebody saying, oh, well, let me tell you about, and oh, what about this? And
good memories, and that's a very nice hotel. We need to actually inform that we're gonna promote them next time on the show. They're in Danvers near Boston, and it's on the outskirts of Boston. And the staff is so nice. They're such nice people, and they're so warm, mm-hmm. as well as professional. So there's authenticity in that also, which I really appreciate. When I stay in a hotel one night, it's okay. When I stay 4 or 5 nights, it's nice to feel welcome, and it's nice to be talked to in a nice way. And they do a really, really, really good job of that.
They do.
And it's called the Comfort Inn in Denver. Yep. So that's really good. They fit the name. They make you feel comfortable.
They do. And they're so accepting to those of us who are now the new norm, the weird people that are the new norm. Okay, so
I found a quote that's been, I've been walking with this quote, and the quote has been walking with me, which I'd like to add to this show. It has to do with purpose, and it has to do with ourselves and being authentic, as well as the connection to spirit, really, because it's all, everything's connected. And it's from Jeff Brown, who does a course, and this course is called Soul Shaping, and it's available online. You can find Jeff Brown on Facebook also, and I am so inspired by this man. The quotes and the way he works with words and he plays with words is so beautiful. So here's the quote. When you walk through the gateway of purpose, you walk into yourself. Blessingly buffered from the madness of the world, your purpose filters out those relationships and energies that undermine your expansion.
That's nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff Brown. It's just, it's such fun to connect with Jeff and to read his posts and see the stuff that he does and the way he supports the soul growth in all of us. It's really great. Now we have Caroline online too.
Hello, Barbara and Jan.
Hi Caroline.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call to connect with both of you and tell you how proud I am of both of you with this new program.
Thank you.
Where are you
calling from, Caroline?
I'm calling from Boston. Calling from Massachusetts.
Okay.
Just south of Danvers, huh?
Yes. Yes.
So that was your cue when we mentioned Boston. That was your cue to call in, right?
That's right. That's right. And also facing the fear and having courage.
Yeah,
I think there was a number of prompts throughout your program.
Good. So what are you up to in this new year, Carolyn?
Well, you know, I think it's really, you know, just stepping into this journey. You know, as you have a desire to grow your spiritual life, there is fear, there is the unknown, and trying to make sense of it. And I think that I know that I've reached a point where I'm making sense of it, and it's okay if it really doesn't make sense on the outside. It's the journey that we take on the inside that's what's most important.
Very true.
So it's now documenting that. I'm a big picture person, so, you know, I like to see a process. I like to understand, you know, how someone starts this journey and, you know, where they ultimately land. And I think that's for myself, that started last February when I realized that, you know, I'd be turning 50 in March of next year. And where did I want to land at 50? And that just changed, you know, my life in what I was doing currently, and just changing, you know, what was really important to me, where I found my inspiration, you know, what lessons I wanted to pass on to my children, you know, where I wanted to, you know, grow my life. And it's been a very exciting journey. But I do think that, you know, when you step into growing your soul, you are going to be stripping away a lot of who you think you are. And that part of it can be a little bit scary, but you just have faith and look for the energy of inspiration and meeting women like yourselves. And, you know, you'll find the course. You'll find your path.
You know, that's a good point about
that, yeah. Sorry, Jen.
About seeing away the outside or some of the things that you think about yourself and it being scary, because we spend most of our lives in creating a story about who we are or who somebody has told us that we are. I mean, you grow up as a child and you have all these people telling you who you are and telling about you. When I was a kid, I was always told, oh, you're just like your father, and then there would be some negative comment about my father that followed up. So I had this whole script going on that I had to deal with and strip away and let it go. And that's where some of that no fear comes in. It really does take a lot of courage to be able to do that and to find out who you are, who you truly are, mm-hmm. accept that you truly are, and find joy in that. I mean, what's more joyful than being the soul that you came here to be?
Exactly. So it's you know, removing the limited messages that we've been grown up with, you know, healing some of the heart wounds that have been, you know, holding us back, and then, you know, really awakening to our soul and doing a lot of cleansing in stripping away of who we thought we were and stepping into the energy of who we are. And realizing that, you know, we really are co-creators of the life that we want to create. And it really has just come to me, this vision of creating heaven on earth. We're all here to create our own heaven on earth. And that's going to be different for each one of us. But as we step into our own power with spirit, as we step into cleansing our mind, our heart, and even our soul, you know, as we cleanse, you know, this limited perception of ourself and step into who we really are, then life becomes just magical.
That's beautiful.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's great. Barbara, I keep interrupting you. Go for it.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say thank you, Caroline. That is so, so beautiful. It's great that you connect with us through calling in, and I have a certain suspicion that I know which Caroline you are. So I just hope that we continue to talk, because we're definitely on the same path. And
yes, we are absolutely on the same path, and that's what helps. I think when, you know, our souls recognize one another, and we help each other continue to spiral upward. You know, we grow.
Mm-hmm.
We
Definitely.
Grow more into who we are, you know, we can let go of some of the limited perceptions of ourselves. So, no, I've really enjoyed meeting both of you so much, so, and I just look forward to this journey together.
Yeah, I think we're going to end up doing some stuff together, Carolyn, so.
I think so, too.
Get ready.
I think so too. So I just had to call in and wish you both, you know, how proud I am with you, you know, your radio show here. This is very exciting for both of you. And I'll look forward to connecting with you soon.
All right. Thanks,
Carol.
Thank
you so much, Carol.
Sure. Take care.
Okay.
Okay, you too. Well, that was pretty neat. Yeah. I had a, I have another message that has come through that I'd like to share, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The message is that, and this is for everybody, that January and February, that's this month and next month, January and February of this year involve a lot of movement for everybody. There's movement in the air. It's almost like a wave that's going around, and it's going to impact everyone. So be prepared to be flexible, and be prepared. It doesn't mean that you're going to move locations necessarily. It may involve travel. And it may involve an actual physical move to someplace else, but there is action and movement in the air that is around everyone. There's going to be changes happening in your life, and there are going to be there's so much potential that is going to show up that you're going to need to be ready to evaluate and to decide whether you're going to accept the call that you're getting or whether you're going to not and stay still where you are. So get ready for movement, lots of it, in this next couple of months. And the actual fruition of that movement will come about somewhere around April and May, probably closer to May.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that.
Mm-hmm.
Get enough sleep. Because when we're so excited about things and when we're so tuned in and then everything just, you know, all the energies, the sparks flying around and everything else, we still, our physical body wants to sleep and to rest while the soul is playing. So please, please, please remember that you look after yourself. You take care of your body because your body is your temple, your mind, your soul, and your heart. So get enough sleep. I'm talking from experience here. So please look after yourself.
Yeah, I find that I tend to stay up late and then get up late, and then I get upset with myself because I don't seem to have enough time during the day, during daylight hours, and that it's so hard to go to bed early. You have the advantage of being of going, well, no, you don't go to bed early. I was going to say, you got kids, so you have to go to bed early, but you don't do that. Half the night.
Let me just share with you, it's nearly 10 p.m. here, so and after this show, I'll still be so excited I could just run around the house for the next 2 hours or talk on the radio for another 2 hours. So I don't think that I'm going to go to sleep sometime soon. And we need to round up the show because we're coming to an end. So, yeah, maybe we'll be expanding on this topic a little more in the coming shows, and we'll definitely talk to you on Facebook about this connecting with spirit. And we do have an offer of an affirmation for you, which is, I enjoy my connection with the spirit, God, or the universe, whatever is out there for you. So I enjoy my connection with, and then you just fill the blank.
I like that. I enjoy my connection with spirit, or God, or the universe, or all of them.
Mm-hmm. Whatever's out there for everybody.
Yeah.
So next we have our first ever live guest on the show, which it's Marita Rallenbeck. She is a soul mentor, and she will share with us the magic of symbols and where to find them. And the topic of next week's show is sacred symbols, which goes in very well with the connection with spirit also, because, as I keep repeating, everything is connected, and this is what's coming through from spirit here. Everything is connected. So this is kind of like my famous last words for today. Everything is connected.
Everything is connected, and enjoy that connection as well. So we wish you a truly happy new year, and we hope to see you around on Facebook or on our website, and that's janravel.com. And BarbaraPatterson.info. And remember that this show is recorded, and we're going to post the link to the archives on Facebook just as soon as possible. And so we say goodbye for this week, and soul blessings to all of you.
Stay in the love.
Right. Stay in the love.